I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this
with Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Beast of the Planet.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday?
Yes, guess what day it is?
Oh, Beast of the Planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Day?
Okay.
It's all right. Day.
All right. Let's be clear about one thing.
Oh, my goodness.
I just came off vacation. Y'all got off vacation yesterday.
Right.
We have new producers. One's name is Eddie F. Did y'all tell the people this yesterday? I'm sure you did, right?
No, we didn't.
We have a new producer named Eddie F.
Mm-hmm.
We have M. Easy of Love and Hip Hop on the boards.
Right.
Love and
Hip Hop.
Who else is new to the team?
Daniel.
Because Q's no longer with us.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Daniel. I'm going to be saying a lot of that, but I can already tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So things are going to be off for a while.
It was all
over the place yesterday a little bit.
They shouldn't be off,
mm-mm,
but they are going to be off for a while until these Negroes get it together.
Yeah.
This is our give back program. It's part of our charity. We're just trying to help some other people come up, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, you want to try that one more time?
Guess what day it is?
Yes. Okay, let's start. Reset. Reset everything.
Let's
reset
start
everything.
Over. Everything. Start
everything. Everything.
Everything. Start from the beginning. Here we go. All right. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Pump day.
We got it.
You get 3 points for the 15th dunk attempt.
All right.
So every week we're going to get that right.
All right. Now, Charlamagne, now you were on vacation. You were on an island somewhere. I seen you with some OGs at one point.
My favorite island in the world, Anguilla. That's mm-hmm. where I bought in the New Year's at. I left on like the 27th, 28th, mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back yesterday, last night.
I ain't mad at you.
Yes. I was out there. Al Sharpton was out there.
I seen.
The OG Kevin Lyles.
I seen.
Judge Mathis.
Okay.
Yeah, just that old... Long money.
I seen Kenny Burns. I seen D-Nice.
Kenny Burns was dead.
They had a bunch of parties out there.
Oh, they had an amazing party.
Tamika was out there.
It was her born day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tamika who?
Tamika Reynolds.
Well,
that's her name? I thought it was Foster or something.
Well, she used to be married to Usher.
Okay. We'll say that. I didn't know who Tamika was.
Yeah, they had a party at this hotel called The Reef in mm-hmm. Anguilla. Amazing party
D-Nice
on New Year's
Eve. D-Nice was out there, DJ.
D-Nice was providing the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. My girl Robin was there from Baller Alert.
Robin was from Baller Alert. Kenny's a little ridiculous. Kenny's one of those guys that gets drunk and, you know, everybody's in
talk
there with their
the
suits on
that, yeah.
and then made everybody jump in the pool. Like, no. I'm not jumping in the pool. I'm a grown-ass man. I will not succumb to peer pressure.
Okay. So were you aware that all these things were going to be happening when you were going?
I knew about the party with D-Nice and Kenny. Absolutely.
Okay.
I didn't know about that.
Now, how was your birthday yesterday, Yee? What'd you do for your birthday?
I didn't do much. I actually was with you. We did Good Day New York.
Mm-hmm.
A new show. And then I went home. My friends from high school came over. That's it. I stayed at home.
Sure.
I actually have a lot of things to do later this week, so I didn't want to go out again. I have like 3 dinners this week.
Okay.
So I said on my actual birthday, I'm going to just chill.
All I know is we've been off for like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And niggers is still nigging.
Yeah, they right? are.
Nigging is at a all-time high in these streets. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right,
where you want to start? You want to start Soulja Boy?
That's I thought it was like new
one.
Year, new me.
Yeah, right.
Leave no. all the beef from
no.
in last year.
New Let's year, same niggers.
Start fresh.
You want to okay. start loving hip-hop? There's a lot to talk about
that,
today.
Those niggers.
All right.
I'm so disgusted at you niggers.
All right. Well, okay. let's get the show
I
cracking.
Can't wait till Donald Trump cleans all this
was
up.
Was anybody else offended by that soy sauce face comment?
Soy sauce face?
Where'd that come from?
You didn't see that?
No.
Where was that?
Chris Brown called Karrueche a soy sauce face. Did anybody see that?
Was that like an insult to her Asian descent?
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm not playing in that sandbox.
Soy sauce face. It sounds
you didn't
crazy.
See that post?
No.
Wow.
Okay. Karrueche does not look like soy sauce, by the way.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Oh, man. We are going to be... what are we talking about in front page news?
Bad marijuana in some hospitals and diet drinks cause weight gain. We'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Whip, whip.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We at a Breakfast Club.
Is that Soulja Boy on probation?
I believe so.
So why isn't his probation officer doing his job and violating him? Get him off the streets.
Yeah, I guess he's hanging with criminals.
He's not supposed to be around guns.
Yeah, what
we recall.
Why aren't people doing their job?
I don't know.
Where is Donald Trump to correct all of this?
I don't know. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, no real sports. My Giants will be taking on the Green Bay Packers this Sunday in Green Bay. I'm actually going to the game. It's going to be -4 degrees, but my son wants to go. I promised him, so daddy will be there.
Y'all definitely going to lose that game. I saw y'all star wide receiver on a boat with some Uggs on. With some boat, some Uggs on, and a bunch of Negroes and Speedos. The only Negro who didn't have Speedos on was Trey Songz. He had on some jeans.
Those were Tim's.
All I saw was Uggs and Speedos.
There was no
a bunch of hard-ons, a lot of erections. y'all are not going to win after what I saw this past weekend.
We going to win. Now, let's talk about this bad marijuana in the hospital, Yee.
Well, what they're saying is that there is a marijuana-related illness that is becoming more frequent now in hospital emergency rooms, in particular, where weed is now legal. The symptoms, if you have severe abdominal pain, you have violent vomiting, a lot of doctors initially have no idea what's wrong, but they say somehow, for some reason, if you take a hot bath or a hot shower, that can actually relieve those symptoms and relieve the nausea and the vomiting. So they're trying to figure out what exactly is going on, but they are calling it cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. I don't know.
That sounds like the weed is laced.
But they're saying that if you have been using marijuana heavily for a long time, that's how that can end up happening.
Bro. Somebody putting cocaine in that weed. That ain't just no weed. Mm-hmm. They lacing that with something. Regular weed don't make you do all that.
Mm. Well, what they're saying is, according to the science behind it isn't clear right now, but they said it's most likely people who use marijuana frequently and in high doses, they have changes in the receptors in their body. Somehow these receptors get dysregulated, and that's when you start having pain.
Mm. You might be right, because I'm not a regular marijuana smoker. I was smoking a lot on vacation, but...
They mean, like, heavy and regularly.
Yeah, that's not me.
All right, well, let's talk about these diet drinks.
Well, a lot of people believe that if you have a diet drink, that means that you will gain less weight. It's less sugar, it's healthier for you. But they're saying that diet drinks make no difference to weight gain. They shouldn't be seen as a healthier option. A lot of times people will drink a lot more.
Now, why do they call it diet then?
Because it doesn't have sugar in it, but they actually have artificial sweeteners. So there's a lot of calorie-free drinks, and people believe that those drinks are better for you than those that have a lot of sugar. But researchers are also saying that those earlier studies that said that those drinks were healthier might have been biased because they were funded by the soft drink industry. So that makes sense. I'm trying to sell this to you and I do some research and then tell you this is healthier. You believe it. Now I'm drinking 3 diet drinks instead of 1.
Yeah, that's just like them condoms that tell you that they're sensitive and then you put them on and it feels like you got 2 rubbers on. You know what I'm saying? No, they try to sell it like it feels like it's raw sex, but it's actually not.
When's the last time you used a condom?
I don't use them things. I'm married.
All right.
I'm speaking from past experiences.
Okay.
Also, fat people love to order diet sodas, by the way. But fat people are
in public, it's healthier.
Yes. You haven't noticed when you're around a fat person and y'all having like y'all eating, they'll order a salad and a diet drink.
Coke,
like, who are you playing with? Order the chicken wings and the regular Coke, bruh.
My goodness.
Stop it, sis.
All right. Why you have to say sis? You know what? That's front page news.
It's called balance, equality, okay?
800-585-1051. If you're
covering
upset,
all my fat bases this morning.
If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, what the, you know what I'm saying? What's up, yo? Let me tell you why I'm mad. First of all, I had to go to the doctor because I got a permanent, you know, one of them things from this chick. But we gonna talk about that later, man. Yo, anyway, that's why I'm mad. So now it's time to tell you why I'm mad on the Breakfast Club, for real.
For Josie, man.
What's up? Tell them why you're mad.
That's mad because going away is supposed to go for the beginning of the year, you know?
It's only been 4 days. What are you talking about?
And I'm waiting on my green card, man, Charlamagne. Easy, bro.
Are you waiting on your green card? Go marry you a fat white woman. Go find you a fat white woman from a red state.
No, I already got it. I just got it in the mail yet. I'm ready to work, man.
Oh, okay. How long does it take to come in the mail?
Well, it's still like 2 to 3 weeks. I've been waiting. I'm ready to work, man. I got 7 kids to take care of.
Oh, knock it off. You're fine. I thought you meant like you needed one period and couldn't get one. You'll be fine. You got yours coming in 3 weeks.
He's ready to work. I feel him. He's ready to get to work, pay for his family, take care of people.
Well, I'm sure the fat white woman he dating got good credit and some money.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is your boy Carl, man. Calling out of Savannah, Georgia.
Carl, tell him why you mad.
Hey, I'm not even mad. DJ Envy, how about them Cowboys, man?
Talk to him,
how
bro.
About them Cowboys?
Talk
how
to
about
him.
Them Cowboys, DJ Envy?
How about them? What they did? What they did last week?
Hey,
what do you mean?
Hey, listen. Hey, what? We didn't even need that game. You know what I'm saying? But hey, y'all better get past Green Bay.
We all right.
13-3.
Get past Green Bay.
We got that. I'll be at the game. Hello, who's this?
Hello, how you doing? It's Frey. Hey. Frey from the Bronx.
Frey, tell him why you
only
at.
Frey we acknowledge used to work on 106 and Park.
Are you in the hallway or are you in the bathroom?
Right now I'm at work, early okay. morning.
Why
I'm
you mad?
I'm at work. Well, I'm upset I'm at work, but honestly I'm mad because NYCHA is banning smoking in your apartments.
Good.
For the 2016 year.
That's good. The thing is, you niggers and other cigarette smokers of other races don't know what's good for y'all. So that's good that they banning y'all smoking.
Hey, listen, Charlamagne. Yeah, y'all shouldn't be banning smoking. If we're in our private apartments, we should be able to do whatever the hell we want.
You know what? I will say this, though. One of my friends rented an apartment one time, and it smelled like cigarette smoke. No matter, she don't smoke, but the people before her, I guess, they smoked a lot. You could not get rid of that smell for anything. The whole entire place just smelled like cigarettes.
Why you want to die, bro? You know cigarettes kill you.
Well, that house could catch on fire, and if one apartment catch on fire, everything's going up. Hello, who's this?
This is Big Aim from West VA.
Big Aim, tell him why you mad.
Yeah, man, I'm mad because, you know, I'm trying to get this potential bestseller published and, you know, trying to get it in the hands of the right people. I'm writing all these query letters, saying hearing them back, frustrating because, you know, unless you're a public figure, you know, athlete or actor or something, it's kind of hard to get it in the right place.
Yeah, that's very true. But let's talk about my book. My book comes out April 18th of this year. It's called Black Privilege. Opportunity comes to those who create it. You can pre-order right now at Amazon and all other book places, okay?
Send your book up here, bro. Hello, right. Who's this?
Hey, this is Carrington from Jacksonville, man.
Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad, y'all allowed that Soulja Boy challenge to even be on the air yesterday.
That was pretty funny.
No, man. It was corny for the most part, first of all. Like, everybody that called it. Yeah, I like yours. You did a thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What was the Soulja Boy challenge? What happened?
You know, the Soulja Boy challenge is he explained on Vlad TV about his incident where they tried to
when he
to
let off them shots.
Bop, bop, bop. So everybody was doing it. So we opened up the phone lines for people to do it. But what happened was when we played the audio, there was a curse in the audio. So we had to press the dump button so people didn't get to hear the audio. So they didn't know what the Soulja Boy challenge was.
But isn't that Soulja Boy challenge kind of null and void being that he really did let his gun go blam, blam, blam?
Because like Vlad, blocker, blocker,
blocker. Vlad, who may or may not be the police at this point, interviewed the guy who who got shot by Soulja Boy.
Yeah, right. We played that yesterday, too. He did say that really did happen.
He said it happened. He said Soulja unloaded the clip.
Certain things he said weren't true, but 16 he shots. Did shoot him.
And let the record show, you can be a pussycat and still fire a gun, okay? Just because you fire a gun does not make you gangster, does not make you hard, does not
absolutely
make you
correct.
Tough, none of that, by the way.
All right, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it is still going on. These two still have not come to any resolution. Don't you tell them that they should, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here is what Soulja Boy ended up doing yesterday. He went to the hood and posted this video.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man. Nah, you're in Haiti.
Man, what is all this Negro nonsense y'all playing on the radio this morning?
What was going on? So Soulja Boy was on Instagram Live, and it looked like he was trying to show that these are his
guys from the hood,
his bros,
right?
Something went a little left. I guess one of the guys was like, man, get off me.
Soulja Boy was out there faking and frauding, acting like he was down with the set, acting like he noticed people, tried to put his arm around a complete stranger, and the complete stranger was like, all right, get up off me. Okay.
And then Soulja Boy threw his phone to the ground.
He acted like he was about to fight, but he moonwalked behind 30 other people and then started saying, what's up, blood? What's up, blood? There was nothing but space and opportunity between Soulja Boy, his phone, and that young man.
Right.
But then Soulja Boy chose to fall back behind 30 other people.
But there were rumors yesterday that he got jumped and they took his phone.
Right.
He needs to. But all of that needed to happen to him until he learned the harsh
lesson.
That
isn't exactly what happened. Now, Chris Brown got a good chuckle out of this, and he said this.
He gonna cry in the car. He gonna cry in the car.
That was Sean's chain, man.
He gonna cry in the car.
So I don't know what's going to end up happening. But Chris Brown has said before all of this that he would challenge him to a fight for charity. Here's what Chris Brown said.
Hey there, guys. To all my white fans and the parents out there looking at this and looking down upon me, we're going to fight for charity. We're going to make sure all these proceeds go to charity. One, so that this point right here is made. We never going to make another one of them. So we're going to give all the money to all the kids that need it so they can be successful. Because you do not want to be that type of nigga.
That I agree with. We don't need no more Negroes like Soulja Boy multiplying. How much it costs to be in a gang nowadays? Do you get a discount for a group rate?
I don't know.
And we're all old enough in this room to remember when Bloods and Crips used to have way better celebrity representation. They just letting any celeb be down now.
Well, Chris Brown and Karrueche also got into it on social media. Chris Brown posted...
What gang Karrueche in?
This is the funniest ish ever. He said, this N-word has an imaginary beef and act like I called him never happened. He said, I commented on her pics for this fact only so that no matter how stupid I looked, she would feel popping. I have the means and connections to contact her. Y'all soaked it up. I love it. I guess Karrueche felt like she had enough. Probably bothered her with the whole popping comment. And she said, the drama between these two is so ridiculous. It makes no sense. We just bought in a new year and this is what we doing. Leave the X shit out. Rah-rah-ish behind. This isn't cool or funny. It's draining, not just for me, but for everyone. And then she also said, second off, trying to make me feel popping. You talking about your old song, popping? You know what makes me feel popping? Getting up and going to set, walking in my apartment and seeing my Emmy with my name on it, giving away shoes and feeding the less fortunate. Being able to provide for my own family with my own money, that's what makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, cowabunga. But what set you claim, though? All right?
She ain't got no set.
That's what's important out here in these streets, allegedly. According to these stupid...
Chris Brown didn't take too kindly to that. He said, no one asked for this opinion. It ain't over you. Girl, keep the fame you got and stay classy.
Oh, God.
This man randomly started this. Now you gas, plugging what you got going on. How do we know you again? Ain't no more... Cray and all that ish. Did a gesture, being playful, commenting under your pics. Notice how much attention you weren't getting until I put Still Wanted under your picture. Karrueche is 2 years famous. I'm so sick of N-words coming at me left and right, and now she wanna chime in. Nobody gives a F. Now this dumbass wanna pop like it's about you. Living in this dream world of yours, all your friends and are your friends because you were Chris Brown's girl, and the other friends you still talk to, I F'd.
I thought Chris Brown said he wasn't gonna do a whole bunch of jawjacking.
He said, so advice from bitches that have my D in their mouth is really not informative.
Now, I'm not going to lie. That was a hard line. I like that bar. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that bar. I read that yesterday. I was like, you know what? He's absolutely right. If you talk bad about me and my penis has been in your mouth, you know, your opinion on me is really not warranted. You can't really take that opinion too serious.
So people were feeling like Karrueche should have just kept quiet and not said anything.
It had nothing to do with her. It was between her and him and Soulja Boy.
But he did bring her into it by saying, I would try to make you feel popping. And that seems like that's what made her annoyed.
Leave them two crazy Negroes alone.
I just don't shame the girlfriend just because you had sex with them or because they gave you oral. That's why women should always put a knuckle in a man's butt. So whenever a man start talking crazy
what
like
are
that,
you talking about?
Yeah, whenever a man start talking crazy like that, you can always hit him back on the gram and be like, "Yeah, I may have, you know, sucked you off, but I put my knuckle in your butt."
Wait a minute, before break it was a finger. Now it's up to knuckle.
A lot of weird things you do.
No, listen, man, women got to take back.
And last but not least, Keke Palmer weighed in. And Keke Palmer, she said, "It makes me sad when our brothers fight each other. It makes me even more sad when we
ain't
all
nobody fighting.
Encourage it."
That's the problem. Ain't nobody really fighting. If people was really fighting, if people was really fighting and really getting to it, people would watch how they move on social media. People would watch the things they say to others. There's no consequences or repercussions. Ain't Soulja Boy on probation? Yeah, probation officers ain't intervening and locking none of these Negroes up. Negroes really ain't getting into no fights in the street. That's why they just all on social media yapping.
I hate to agree, but yeah.
That's all it is, yapping.
Yeah.
When you got some real consequences or repercussions that happen to you because of your yapping, you stop the yapping.
When you get punched in the mouth one
That's
time,
all.
You stop.
I will say this. There's a lot of people that are egging it on and enjoying watching this. And
just,
I feel her like it's not enjoyable for us. It shouldn't be enjoyable for us to watch.
It is. It's all fun and games. So somebody gets shot or punched in the mouth, but we ain't seen that happen in a long time, so nobody takes it serious.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
It's Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in sports, my Giants play Green Bay. This Sunday, I'm actually going to the game. Now, let me ask you guys.
You going to Green Bay?
Yeah, I'm going to Green Bay.
You going to the frozen tundra?
-4 degrees this
Sunday.
Man,
I can't wait to watch y'all lose. Y'all going to lose. I'm going to tell you why y'all going to lose.
Why?
Odell Beckham Jr. was on a speedboat with some Uggs on.
He wasn't.
And some Speedos.
He didn't have Uggs on.
Every man in that picture had an erection except for Trey Songz.
Okay. It wasn't a speedboat.
And Trey Songz didn't have no Speedos on either. Trey was in that picture, wasn't he?
He was in that picture.
Who else was in that picture?
A bunch of Giants, Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz in that picture?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen Victor.
Victor Cruz had a Scully on.
Oh, Victor had the Dominican Speedos on. He had the Dominican flag on the Speedos. I saw that. I did see
that. Shut up. But let me ask you a question. Last time the Giants won, right? They beat Green Bay, right? Then they beat the Cowboys. Then they beat the Patriots. Oh, okay. Same thing. Just asking.
Same. It's not the same, bro.
Just asking.
You think y'all going to win when your quarterback, your wide receiver, your star wide receiver, the only offense y'all really got was on a boat with some Uggs on? With a bunch of men with erections? Something ain't right here, bro.
Like, who said they had erections? They
go look chilling. At that picture again. All I see is bulges everywhere.
What are you looking at?
Go
this
look,
guy.
Go look again. Why everybody got a chub in that
photo? Charlamagne's with us.
Go look again.
Now let's talk about Apple. What's going on with Apple, Yee?
Well, a Texas couple is actually suing Apple. They're saying that FaceTime distracted a driver. That driver rammed into their car and killed their 5-year-old daughter. Now the parents are saying that Apple should have a safer alternative design so that FaceTime could be disabled while you're driving. They said that at the time of the collision in question, the iPhone had the necessary hardware to be configured with software to disable or lock out the ability to use FaceTime. But that driver was using his FaceTime, and that's when he struck their car going 65 miles an hour. The couple had slowed down because there was police activity, so they had slowed down, but he was on FaceTime. And just rammed into the back of the car.
I'm sorry for that couple's loss. I do not wish that on anybody to have to lose a child. But that is that driver's fault for answering the FaceTime. That is not Apple's fault for having FaceTime on the phone.
Not at all.
Well, they are suing Apple now, so we'll see what happens. This could be interesting.
All right, well, let's talk about this black marching band. What happened?
All right, well, the Talladega College...
Why you gotta say black like that? Why you just gonna say marching band? Why I gotta be a black marching band?
Well,
why?
Because it's a black marching band.
It is from a marching band from a historically black college in Alabama.
HBCU.
Mm-hmm. Right, the Talladega College Marching Tornadoes, and they have accepted an invitation to go to Donald Trump's inauguration.
Oh, that's why black matters in this situation. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So they're supposed to take black part in that parade following his swearing in. Now, people are now calling for them to not go. And perhaps just not show up to Donald Trump. A lot of people have been invited and have been turning down Donald Trump, so they want the band to withdraw from any inaugural events for Donald Trump.
They might need the promo, though. Like, a lot of the people school? That are turning down the events, you know what I mean, are actually, like, kind of big stars, I guess. That black band you just mentioned may need the promo. Do they need promo for bands?
Well, they need probably for the school to get more people to come to the school. But I
don't know if that's going to make people want to go there.
Are they getting paid?
I don't know how that works.
Hmm.
But I'm
sure
just
the school gets a donation. I'm sure of that.
It's just about, he said a lot of negative things about people of color.
Mm-hmm.
So it should make you not want to, it kind of looks like you support him.
Right.
Mm. When you go and perform at his inauguration. That's what the issue is.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, we got one question.
What is you Negroes' obsession with the hood?
Why are you guys infatuated with the hood?
Why?
That is the question. 800-585-1051. We've seen it with Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is pretty successful. He's making some money out there. But he went back to the hood for what reason? I don't know. Why do people want to go back to the hood?
I don't get it. It's literally millions of kids in the hoods of America who would love to get out of the hood. And
yes.
You got these privileged celebrities like Chris Brown and Soulja Boy dying to be in the hood. I don't get it. Is this what you are choosing to use your fame and fortune for? Is this what you clowns use your influence for? Why would you want to be a gangbanger if you don't have to be? Why would you want to be in the hood? Yes, sir.
Now, if you just joined us, we've been talking all morning about hood shenanigans. Angela, you reported about Soulja Boy, him going to the hood. Just a crazy-ish. So
basically,
asking,
if you're just waking up this morning, niggers is nigging.
We're asking, 800-585-1051, what's the infatuation with the hood?
I don't get it. It's literally, and I mean, when I say literally, literally millions of kids in the hoods of America who would love to get out of the hood and get these opportunities, these privileged celebrities like Chris Brown and Soulja have. And it's like, these guys like Chris Brown and Soulja, they're dying to be in the hood when there's millions of kids trying to get out. I don't understand why you're choosing to use your fame and fortune for this. Like, why are you choosing to use your influence for this? Like,
well,
what's the reason?
Everything is hood. In hip-hop, everything is hood. You know, it's where you from. I'm from this hood. I'm from that hood. Very rarely do you hear somebody say, hey, I'm from the suburbs. You don't really hear that. So people want to be from the hood. They want to be from those
Hard-headed. It's fine to be from there, but why, when you get to a certain point in your life, you go back just to be amongst them? If you go back, it should be to empower them.
I agree.
To influence them to shape their lives to be better like you did. Like,
well, I think the main issue is that's right, you shouldn't be out trying to act like you want to fight and be part of a gang and do all those things that you don't really have to do anymore. Now, I do feel like it is important for people to see you in certain places and to try to go and give back and try to make things
positive
better.
Yeah,
for positivity, but not for negativity. There's enough negativity.
You should only be going back to empower and influence the hood to do better. Don't be going back just to post up and stunt.
Or to visit. If you got family members, or you're going to visit somebody, but not to go up there and say, I'm in the hood.
By the way, Bloods and Crips used to have way better celebrity representation. We all come from an era where we had good celebrity Bloods and Crips.
Man, we had Snoop. Jim
the Game. They just letting anybody be down now. Like, how much it costs to get in the gang nowadays?
I don't know.
They got a group rate for celebrities?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Fred from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, Fred, I'll be out there this week, boy.
Yeah, I wish I had my money up, man. I sure would love to join you, brother.
Oh, man.
Now let's talk about
the infatuation with the hood, bro.
Envy just curved that one.
I believe that these guys, you know, they got money, and I think they're just infatuated with the, you know, if you came from the hood, who would want to, you know, live with that drugs and violence and all the struggle it is to come up out of that mess?
That's very true. Anybody who actually lived in the hood, who actually grew up in it, knows better than to just want to go back just to be there.
You don't want that. That's why you strive and do what you got to do to get out of it. So you can like put that life behind you.
Yep,
absolutely. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? This is George.
Joy, you sound like you still in the hood, man.
Nah, I'm out the hood. Ain't nothing in the hood.
Your mama named you after her favorite sneaker growing up, huh?
Yeah, my mama named Latasha.
Okay, what she used to dance at?
Stop it.
I actually have a friend named Latasha.
Now let's talk about the hood, man. What's the infatuation with the hood, bro?
Bro, it's no infatuation. Soulja Boy going to the hood because he don't know no better. He think it makes him look cool. Chris Brown going to the hood because, you know, he got to get that little dust he like to play with.
And people don't like to be...
So you say Chris going to the hood just to buy Coke. You can get
and
Coke.
People don't like to be used like that either. Don't try to come here, act like you be here, you tough, you cool, just because you got a beef with somebody. Don't try to use me.
By the way, it's way more Coke in Hollywood than in the hood.
Hello,
right?
Who's this?
Trust me.
How you know? Hello, who's this?
These industries loved cocaine.
What's the infatuation with the hood, mama?
I think it's two reasons. I think the first reason is because all you see on social media is the fun part of it, you know?
What fun part? People getting shot? Beat up?
No. Listen, like, who doesn't want to smoke weed and post pictures of the cast and drink Hennessy all day? It looks super fun.
I was doing that on a yacht in Anguilla for the past week. What are you talking about? Smoking weed, drinking my Remy.
The white people, like, the other thing I was trying to say is that white people's funds cost money. The startup for the hood life is like $70. You go get to a back and then they're your thing. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
And you look crazy.
She's absolutely right.
If you're from the hood, that costs money. You can't go, you know, on a hot air balloon. You can't go do the white people's fun stuff.
But baby, we talking about the celebrities who got money who choose to go back
with $70.
Not the people that's there trying to get out. We understand that.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Now, if you just joined us, there's so much shenanigans. There's so much going on.
Niggers is niggin', okay?
Now, Soulja Boy went back to the hood yesterday to prove that he's still in the hood.
For no reason. Who cares?
And he almost got himself into an altercation. So we're asking, what's the infatuation with the hood?
Why you want to be a gangbanger if you don't have to be? Why you want to be in the hood if you don't have to be? Yeah, I was playing Uno this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't even know that they got new Uno cards. They got a new card in the deck called the Swap Hands card.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah. I've never seen that either.
So if you're playing, you can play that card down and then swap hands with somebody at the table.
Dope.
For all you celebrities who want to be in the hood, how about you actually swap hands with one of these poor and disenfranchised kids who are trying to get out? All you dudes who never really grew up in the hood, but as soon as you get rich and famous, you want to go back and pay your way to be in a gang, swap hands with one of these kids who have to be there.
Nope.
Okay? Do that if you want to be in the hood so bad. Give them your life.
It should only just be for inspirational purposes.
Absolutely.
Only. For helping, for empowering, all of that. That's the only reason. Don't
Absolutely.
Go there trying to have people in more beef that they ain't got nothing to do with.
Hello?
Hey, yo, this is Big Daddy Lou and the Heezy for Sheezy, my Neezy.
How old are you?
Check this out, right?
How old are you?
I'm going to say
47.
On the real, right? They need to stop playing them games. You see what happened to Pac and Big? You know what I'm saying? Be an artist. Enjoy your life as an artist. Don't try to bring back to the hood, because come back to the hood, you ain't doing nothing but creating ignorance. So if you want to come back to the hood, at least get some give some turkeys or some at least show some love to the hood. Get some sneakers, get some scholarships.
Right.
Don't be coming back to the hood with that drama, because at the end of the day, we got enough drama. We got Donald Trump coming up in here. But I don't even mean to talk about that dude, because we ain't give him a chance yet. Give him a chance, but at the end
of
the day,
over the place.
Chris Brown, you're an R&B singer. Soulja Boy, you are entertainer slash YouTube all-star. So
YouTube
do what
all-star.
You do for the hood. Do what you do for the hood. You know what I'm saying? Stop all that gangster stuff. Like, y'all seen what happened. This is real. Yep. Tupac and Biggie, these are dudes that was street nick dudes, and they died from living their lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Leave that to Uncle Murda and Mano.
You act like Murda and Mano don't want better for themselves. Murda and Mano want better?
Hello, who's this?
This is Red. Hey.
Hey, what's up, Mama?
Hey, Red, where you dance at?
I do not dance, I am a technician, computer technician, Buffalo, New York.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
Now, what's the infatuation with the hood, Mama?
Okay, first and foremost, I got to say, go to www.redbeanteam.com. That's my own business. If you want to own your own business, go there. But I feel like a lot of people that stay in the hood is because they don't change their mentality. If you don't change your mentality to say you want something better, you always going to be stuck in that hood mindset. Like they say, you can't take the in out of the hood, but you can't. You know what I'm trying
can't
to say.
Can't take the in out of the hood, but
you know
hood.
What I'm trying to say.
There you go.
Yeah. I think you might be misunderstanding this question just a little bit, though. I think we're talking more so about celebrities who've already made it, but still feel like they got to be in the hood and be repping the game.
People want to have their ties to the street and feel like the street's got their back.
So if you don't change your mind, you can have all the money in the world, be a celebrity, but if you don't change that mindset, if you still got that hood mindset, you're going to always be there. You're going to always be going back there because that's what you feel like you connect with.
Well, if money doesn't change you, then you haven't made enough, damn it.
Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is be careful who you pretend to be because you might forget who you are. And I think these dudes have been pretending to be gangbangers and gangsters and hood Negroes so long that they actually forget they're really celebrities who are privileged and have a lot of opportunity that they could provide for others.
They got out.
You really want to lift the hood up? You really want to, you know, show the hood some love? Go empower the hood.
Absolutely.
Go start a business.
Go build some businesses in the hood. Give some brothers some jobs.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, what y'all doing is corny. Lame, and I can't wait till one of y'all get shot in the ass.
Nope. All right, at least you said in the ass.
I don't want them to die. I want them to get shot in the ass. I want them to know things can get really real.
All right. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Forbes 30 under 30 list.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Forbes has put out their 30 under 30 list, and that is showcasing entrepreneurs, entertainers, celebrities, anybody who's made a name for themselves before reaching the age of 30. Some of the people on the list, Lil Yachty made it.
Drop on the clues bombs for Lil Yachty, damn it.
Designers on that list also.
Drop on the clues bombs for designer. I don't got no problem with these melodic mumblers getting this money.
G-Eazy made the list. You're not going to drop a bomb for G-Eazy?
Drop a bomb for G-Eazy. Drop a bomb.
I like G-Eazy, man.
I feel about G-Eazy. I'm not sure. I'll be honest. I'm not sure. Can I not be sure?
G-Eazy's
can dope. I not be sure how I feel about G-Eazy?
G-Eazy out here popping, though.
Yeah, G-Eazy's dope.
Regardless how you feel.
Who else you got?
I saw G-Eazy one time, and G-Eazy was surrounded by the biggest security guards I've ever seen. And I'm like, G-Eazy, come on. Nobody's thinking about touching you, G-Eazy.
Really?
I need that kind of
security. I saw him a couple of times, and he didn't have any security with him.
No, when we saw him, he had some monsters.
Yeah.
Animals.
He actually had the monsters that were going to beat Charlemagne up a couple years before him.
That is true. It was Drake's old security. We had a nice conversation. And I was just like, why does G-Eazy need so much security? Who after G-Eazy?
All right. Logic also made the list. Bryson Tiller made the list. Jeremiah made it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did y'all listen to Jeremiah's EP he put out with Chance the Rapper?
No, I don't.
Anybody? I actually like it. I was vibing to it.
This should be dope. Jeremiah makes good music. Chance makes good music.
Mm-hmm. Over the holiday. Tory Lanez made the list also.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to everybody who made that 30 under 30 list. All right.
Salute to Tory Lanez. So Tory Lanez got that verse on this Lydia Again. I don't think gets enough credit. That's a hard verse he spit on that record.
How old is Meek? Shouldn't Meek be on that list?
I think Meek's over 30, ain't he?
Is he over 30?
Well, he's not on. He didn't make the list. I don't know how old he is exactly. I know Jeremiah's 29.
Okay.
So he slid in there. All right, Vivica Fox. She has made up with 50 Cent. She saw him, ran into him.
I seen it.
Gave him a hug. We all saw that at the Knicks game. And here's what she had to say when she was on Wendy Williams. It seems like she's not over him yet.
Was he giving you more looks than me? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, you know, you guys, I know y'all don't know, but I will always have love for him. As much as we've been through,
yeah.
I will always have love for him. I've said that he was literally like my true love, and I hated that we had to. He was, you guys, and I hated to have to beef with him, but I don't let nobody mess with me. I ain't no punk. And y'all know that.
Yeah.
But I did. I loved him, and I told him last night, I always love you. We're not meant to be together, but I'll always have love for you.
Oh, do you want a tissue?
No, I'm okay.
Drop on the clues box.
Wow,
50 Fissy. Cent.
Okay.
Keeping Vivica A. Fox in line. You know why? Because he let Vivica munch that butt. A girl cannot talk bad about you after she done had her tongue in your butt.
Allegedly.
Okay?
I think that's nice. They ran into each other, gave each other a hug, and she can be so open and say that was her true love.
Yeah, because it's only but so far you can go with the slander once you've had your tongue in my buttocks. And that's why I keep telling y'all ladies, in order to keep these men in line, put a knuckle in his butt. I'm telling you.
You going far.
Charlamagne's been in line a lot lately.
Finger,
so
knuckle.
Hey, I'm married to the woman who put a knuckle in my butt.
There you go.
Right?
Really? Knuckle up.
How many knuckles? How many knuckles?
All right. Well, that was some information for the Rumor Report. All right. Janet Jackson, congratulations. She had her baby boy on Tuesday, yesterday.
Congrats.
On my birthday.
She's 50 years old having a baby.
She's 50 years old, and she had the baby. The baby's name is Issa Almana, according to her reps. Yes, the baby is healthy.
Okay.
So she had a stress-free, healthy delivery.
God bless Janet Jackson, but she's about to be responsible for the deaths of thousands of 50-year-old women all across the country who are going to try to get pregnant and have babies.
Well,
okay.
She did it.
Well,
I need to see it.
Now.
I need to see it. I don't believe it.
Extend.
This is the era we live in. We live in a very visual era.
You need the video.
Where was it on Snapchat? Where was it on the gram? I need to see
Janet
this baby.
Janet Jackson do not be on no Snapchat.
Well, I need
Stop
to see
it.
This baby coming out of Janet's womb. This is a modern medical miracle marvel. Okay?
What?
I need to see this. I don't believe this happened.
All right, and last but not least, Drake, unfortunately, is never performing the song Back to Back again. It's over for you. Here's what he had to say.
I had a nice 2-year run with that record.
Here's what he had to say while he was performing at Hakkasan Nightclub in Vegas.
If people do the most left field to try and tear you down, you still gotta win no matter what. That's the whole key about this. It's the last time I'm ever gonna do this song. And when you win, do it gracefully in 2017, all right?
There you go. He
won
gracefully.
What did he say he was never going to do back-to-back, though?
Yeah, that's what he was about to perform, and then he performed back-to-back.
Oh.
And that was the last time he said he's doing that song. That was the final performance.
That's what Jay did with Takeover, too. He said he's never doing Takeover a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, and now he says he's never doing either again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all classic records, though. Those records will stand the test of time and will be around for a long time, and we'll always remember those moments in hip-hop.
Okay, you ruined it. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it out of shape. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
I can't even make sense of all this nigger nonsense, okay? Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 4th, 2017 goes to Soulja Boy and Chris Brown. All right, listen, social media is really like a safari. No, not Nicki Minaj's pop-locking, patois-speaking ex-boyfriend, but the safari you drive through to watch all the animals, okay? That's what social media is now. You can just log on and watch all the wild niggers run through their various jungles just to make sure to keep your arms and legs inside the Jeep, okay? Now, I really don't know where to begin. We've been off for 3 weeks. I've been out the country the past week, but one thing's for sure, two things for certain. It's a new year, but we're still dealing with the same old nigger nonsense, okay? Niggers is nigging. All right, Soulja Boy and Chris Brown are nigging. Let's start with Chris Brown nigging.
Any that want to telegraph bullshit because they need a look, they broke. And number one, you're a snitch. I ain't gonna do all that jaw-jack so you can write your report, Officer Soulja. So I ain't gonna do all this talking. We're gonna see. Street know that if you get arrested, you're on probation for a weapon or what all that gang talking about, and you get out less than 24 hours later, you told.
Niggas be too goddamn excited, jumping out of their own f***ing drawers, trying to act like they motherf***ing tough, bro. Ain't no gangsters over here, bro. I'm still gonna whoop your ass, though. So I'm gonna f*** who you talking about. I'm gonna whoop your ass. God bless you.
We only 4 days into 2017. Guys, how was Christmas? How was your New Year's? Can we play some of Soulja Boy again, please?
Hey, Chris Brown, you a nigga. When I see you, I'm gonna beat the fuck out you, nigga. You think you hard because you hit Rihanna, because you beat Rihanna up, nigga? The fuck wrong with you, nigga? You gonna call my phone on FaceTime. Oh, why you liking Karrueche pictures on Instagram, man? Why you liking Karrueche pictures on Instagram? When I see you, I'm gonna catch the fade. I'm gonna knock you out. I'm around. It's Fruit Town Paru. You ain't even good in the hood. Yeah, Fruit Town Paru. I am from Fruit Town Paru. I'm about to go to the hood right now and film my hood. You can't come to my hood. It's over with. You got me fucked up. Hugging Officer Soldier, what, bitch? I got caught with a Draco in a 30 clip. Hugging, and I spent that check for the best lawyers to get me out of jail.
Oh,
ass. Hugging, I got a shot before you see what the on my face. Hugging, and Karrueche don't want you. Hugging, stop snorting so much coke.
Oh, man.
Slide.
Okay. I know it seems like Soldier Boy should just be the only one getting donkey, and Chris Brown shouldn't, but no. When you argue with a donkey, people from a distance can't tell who's who. And Chris Brown kept saying he wouldn't go back and forth for Soulja Boy. But all he kept doing yesterday was going back and forth for Soulja Boy. So for that, you got to share some of this hee-haw, Chris, okay? You have to know not to pay Soulja Boy any attention. And I know people out there are like, well, damn, Charlamagne, you giving him donkey for a third time. Yes, I am. But this isn't about Soulja. I've been quite clear on my position with DeAndre. He's going to die. Okay, I'll end up in jail if he doesn't change his ways. But after what I saw yesterday, it might just be too late for him. Clearly, some gang members have their hands so deep in Soulja Boy's bank account that he's stuck. Okay, we saw him walking through the hood yesterday with all the other blood members or Crip members. I don't know. They're gang members, okay? Soulja, how much it costs to be in a gang nowadays? Huh? Do they give a group rate to celebrities? I don't get it. It's literally millions of kids in the hoods of America who would love to get out the hood, and you privileged celebrities dying to be in the hood. Why you want to be a gangbanger if you don't have to be? Why you want to be in the hood if you don't gotta be? It's gangbangers in the hood praying for the opportunities these dumbass celebrities like Soulja Boy got. Listen, gang members, if you really want to extort these celebrities, don't just extort them for personal gain. Make them open up a business in the hood. Make them pay some of these kids in the hood's tuition to go to college. Don't just lean on them to strengthen your pockets. Lean on them to strengthen the hood as a whole. When the last time you played Uno? I told y'all about this earlier. Anybody in here played Uno lately?
Nope.
Not lately.
I have actually, but not the new one.
I was playing it a lot on vacation. There's a new card in the Uno deck called the Swap Your Hand card. You can literally play that card and swap hands with the other person. I wish we could make that a real thing. I wish that when you had guys like Soulja Boy and Chris Brown screaming about these gangs and these sets and dudes like Soulja walking through the hood, I wish that some poor and disenfranchised kid in the hood could swap hands with one of these privileged celebrities. If you want to be in the hood so bad, Soulja, cool, then give up your money and your opportunity, all your other assets to some poor young man in the hood who don't got nothing, okay? And all the OG Bloods and Crips, I blame y'all for this, because I remember when you all had much better celebrity representation. Now y'all got clowns repping your colors, and they bringing the value of the brand down, okay? How is Soulja Boy able to scream Bompton? He's born in Chicago, lived in Atlanta, Mississippi, and now he's screaming Compton, Bompton. Why is this allowed? How much dues is Soulja Boy paying the Bloods that he gets to scream Bompton? This saddens me, okay? Because these guys like Soulja Boy unfortunately have influence on kids, but clearly he suffers from insecurity, low self-esteem. He has no knowledge of self, but they always screaming they are real this and they are real that. Your definition of real is totally flawed. How you real when all you're doing is pretending to be something you're not? That's not real. Getting an education is real, okay? Taking care of your family is real. Buying property in your hood and building affordable housing for the people in the hood, that's real. I haven't seen somebody use street credibility to buy a house or pay a college tuition yet. So therefore, having a line of street credit really not worth nothing. So once again, be careful what you pretend to be, because you might forget who you are. And when you forget who you are, you will get a harsh reminder. A harsh reminder. And I promise you one day soon, DeAndre Soulja Boy Way is going to be reminded who he really is in the worst possible way. And I want to remind Soulja Boy that just not too long ago, you wasn't screaming Bloods and all of this and that. You were screaming a whole nother gang.
Soulja, I could have sworn you was GD. What the f***?
SOD to the day I go rapping 6'6", dude, GD74.
This pancake. You used to be GD, now you a Blood. You're crazy.
How? What is... How? These guys are switching gangs like they free agents. Like, you just signed with this Blood team, and go sign with the GDs, now I'm going to play for the Crips next year. You like the Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and rappers. Let's go with... what? I don't, you know what? Just give Soulja Boy the biggest E-haw. I really don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, they act like none of this is being recorded. Like, none of this is being documented. Like, we're not watching this happen. Like, we don't hear you rep GD. Now you're repping Blood. I don't get it. I don't get it.
None of it
makes sense to me. None of it. Zero. Zilch.
We just don't want this to end badly.
I do.
I'm being honest with you. Not death,
but somebody.
I just don't want to say I'm bad.
Something needs to happen, man. I'm telling you, it's no consequences and no repercussions to what's being put out here. So that's why they continue to do it.
All right.
It's just like a little child. If a little child continues to act up and be a bad little boy, a bad little girl, until they get popped in the mouth and get some discipline, they're not going to stop that behavior. Something has to happen. Soulja Boy's probation officer, do your job. It's Officer Charlemagne speaking. Hey, get the...
Are you snitching right
yes,
now?
Yes, I am. I'm a civilian. Get Soulja Boy's probation officer on line one. Let me point her in the direction she need to go.
That way.
This guy's violating his probation. I saw him in the hood yesterday around everybody, a bunch of other people who are on parole and probation. You're not supposed to do that when you're on probation. Okay?
All right.
There's guns, drugs, all kinds of stuff.
All right.
All right, he admitted to using lean on one video. All right, get him
all
off
right,
the street.
All right, Officer Charlemagne.
Jeez.
He said he was in the studio when Chris was sniffing coke. All He's right. on probation. He can't be around that kind
of
stuff.
Thank you, Officer Charlemagne, for that donkey of the day. All right. Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. That was Notorious B.I.G. We're hypnotized. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlemagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Who's this?
This is your boy, Eric, from Albuquerque, New Mexico. What's
going
on?
Eric, what's up,
bro?
Hey,
Eric.
What's your question for Yee?
Hey, Yee, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Man, it's good to hear your voice. I cannot believe I'm talking to you. But anyway, let me go ahead and get to this question.
Turn your radio down first.
Okay. I've been with my girl for about 2 years. You know, everything's going great.
Good.
She's actually expecting a child.
Congratulations.
Now, nice.
Thank you so much. But my question is, I've been planning to, you know, kind of propose to her, but now that she's pregnant, it's like, I still want to go through with it, but I don't want, you know, the stigmas of people saying, you know, you're popping the question just because
you're pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
You are worried about what other people think?
In a sense, yeah.
But that's such a positive thing. You were planning to ask her to marry you anyway.
Yeah.
Now she's pregnant. Even better. You guys are excited. Things are going well.
Yeah.
You would not propose to her because you don't want people to think that you proposed just because she was pregnant. That's so silly.
I agree.
Right, so go on ahead and ask her to marry you. If you need our help, you let us know.
When you gonna do it?
I was trying to do something extravagant, man. It's coming up within a month.
Okay, what you gonna do? We just wanna
Albuquerque's big on the hot air balloons. I'm gonna put her up there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I don't know about that one. Because pregnant, being on a hot air balloon, she might get a little queasy, bro.
She right, you know what I'm saying?
She might get a little queasy.
Where's Charlamagne at?
He's right here.
What up, bro?
What's happening? Boy, man, I listen to y'all every day. I'm on YouTube watching y'all, man. I can't believe I'm on with y'all.
Well, thank you, and congrats. And don't worry about people judging why you were going to propose anyway. Don't ever let that stop you.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate it, man. God bless. Happy New Year's.
Good luck, bro.
All right, congrats.
All right, that was positive.
That's sweet.
Something for the new year. When you want me to, like controller. That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This is Alex.
Hey, Alex. What's your question for Yee?
I need to know. Oh, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
I need to know, what does it mean, or what should I do if the guy that I'm talking to doesn't basically tell his baby mama about me and doesn't let me meet his kid?
Okay, Alex.
No.
Let's get into this, first of all.
Don't laugh. There are dynamics to this situation that are a bit different. Me and him, we've been talking on and off for about 5 years. And the kids are fairly new. In the beginning, he wasn't honest, and I moved past that. We've got over it. He was talking to me and the baby mama. He ended up having a child with her, so I left, and I moved out of town. I came back about a year ago, and I guess he's officially done with her, so we've been back on. But I'm not sure if he told her that me and him are back talking or if he explained to her who I am to him. But with the holidays just passing and everything, like, I love kids, so I went and I bought the presents, you know. I didn't know if I should sign my name, like, who are they from, and I just never had the chance to meet them. And like,
well, first of all, let's hold on, Alex, now back up for a second.
Okay.
When you were dating him at the same time as his baby mom and he was lying to both of you, was she aware that you were in the picture? Did she find out about you?
She found out about me.
Okay. So she probably hates you. She don't want you around her kids, right?
True.
Okay. So that's why he don't have you around his kids. Now, do you really believe that he's completely done with her?
I do.
And why do you believe that now?
No, I honestly do. That's not like, you know how you have a woman's intuition where you know it's he's lying, you know it's like he's not what you need to be there. I don't have that concern at all.
What made you decide to get back with him even after he was cheating on you, lying to you, and had babies with somebody else?
It was just timing. I ended up ending the relationship that I was in, and I came back to town, and I had some stuff that happened. He was there for me, and then he was like, you know, I'm single now, too. I was like, what happened? He was like, it didn't work out. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So we just started talking and rebuilding our friendship. We didn't, like, really jump into a relationship at first.
Okay, so you try, but you do trust him.
Yes.
All right, so he's got a man up because basically he's scared to tell her because he knows that she can't stand you. He knows that she don't want her kids around you. He knows that he cheated on her with you, so it's probably going to make it even more difficult for him. Now, if he takes you seriously and he really does want to be with you and he sees a future with you, then this is something that he is going to have to do. He should start off by at least letting her know that he has somebody in his life and that he is dating you, because it's way better for her to find out if he tells her than for her to find out some other way, right?
Right, because, you know, it's 2017.
You
got to get information,
because
I can't keep living this way. I feel like
I'm...
Now, you ain't Beyonce. The other thing, though, Alex, is that you have to be respectful of the fact that these are her children. And if for whatever reason she doesn't want you to be around her kids, and that's the rules and regulations that she makes for now, you have to deal with that.
Okay, I can respect that.
But I would tell him that he at least has to let her know that he is dating somebody, it is you. And if it's going to be difficult, there's going to be consequences to that. But if he takes you seriously, then he's got to let her know, because that, to me, would solidify that, yes, he does really want to be with me. Stop trying to take the easy way out of everything, because I'm the one suffering now.
Thank you. You know, you gave me better advice than my homegirl, so thank you.
All right, well, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm your homegirl. All right, well, good luck.
Thank you. Happy New Year, guys.
Same to you.
She just tell that girl, mind her business, man. You don't need to meet my baby mama and my kids. Know your position.
Well, I don't think she needs to meet the baby mom right now, but he...
Or the kids.
No, that's not, because that's really up to the mom also. If she doesn't want you to, you can't do nothing about it.
When you fix
your
plate...
Now, if y'all are getting married...
That's something different.
That's something different.
When you fix your plate, you don't let your mashed potatoes touch your steak. You put the steak over here and let it have a nice little distance between the mashed potatoes and the steak.
They all going in the same place.
Yeah, but it's a side dish for a reason.
My goodness. All okay? right.
Sometimes people like all sides.
We are the Breakfast Club.
Hey, fourth day of January 2017.
Yes.
How y'all feeling this morning?
Great.
I feel great.
In 10 minutes, we have a major announcement, so keep it locked in 10
minutes. I'm not ready for any major announcement yet. I just got back here.
Well, you should have been back yesterday, bro.
Let's wait.
Should have been here.
Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Coachella.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up. Now, I've always wanted to go to Coachella. They just announced who's going to be performing and headlining at Coachella. Ooh. All right, Radiohead the first night, and then Beyonce is headlining the second night, and Kendrick Lamar the third night.
Well, that sounds dope.
Amongst people performing, Khaled's performing, Lil Uzi Vert, Schoolboy Q, DJ Snake. A whole lot of people are going to be out there performing as well. Travis Scott is performing. So, should be good. 3 days, mm-hmm. 2 weekends, of 3 nights each.
Little Uzi Vert. Salute to Little Uzi Vert. Drop on the clues bombs, Little Uzi Vert. Why the hell are we not playing Bad and Bougie?
Oh, Kalani's performing too?
We should be playing it.
Yeah, we should be playing it.
I play it in the mix every morning. They should be playing
that
Bad and Bougie.
That record should be in rotation.
That's Migos.
Oh, that's the Migos record.
Yeah, Migos record featuring Little Uzi Vert.
All right, now Ray J is getting $1 million to host the UK's Celebrity Big Brother show.
Oh, shout drop one of Clues Bombs for Ray J.
Shout out to damage.
Ray J, stay getting that check, boy.
Man, Ray J is no joke, okay? Y'all can say what y'all want about Ray J. Ray J know how to get that money.
Mm-hmm. He also is getting an allowance to fly to and from London from the U.S. Okay. And they're doing all his hotel expenses as well. So they're giving him $30,000 just for travel.
Meanwhile,
what?
Brandy's selling flat tummy tea. Lord have mercy.
No, she's not.
I swear to God.
You're
lying.
I'm going to her Instagram page right now.
I remember I screenshotted it, and I was like, man.
I don't believe you.
I sent it
to
a couple people.
Would you leave Brandy alone?
No, there's no way in hell Brandy should be selling flat tummy tea.
Brandy.
They might have gave her a nice check.
What's Brandy's thing? Forever Brandy.
Ray J has branded himself.
You lie. See, I don't see it.
Hold on. Listen, I got the screenshot.
Let me see it.
I screenshotted that.
Are you sure it's her real page?
Listen to me. I screenshotted that.
Forever Brandy is her page. Oh, my goodness. He's not lying.
I screenshotted that.
Oh my goodness!
Stay humble.
No. Oh my
life
goodness!
Life comes at you fast.
Look at this, Yee.
Listen, life comes at you fast.
Maybe she just really uses it.
1 minute you
Shut up, Yeezy.
One minute you're Brandy, the next minute you're Ray J, but then the next minute you could be Ray J. And you
she got a couple of them on there. There's another one.
Flat tummy tea.
I'm not judging.
Okay. Brandy Norwood. Now, Rihanna.
Former pop sensation Brandy Norwood selling flat tummy tea. Think about that.
Moving on, let's talk about an NBA player from the 76ers. He wants to get a date with Rihanna, and what he's doing right now is asking for you guys to vote for him to make it into the All-Star team. All right, so what
do you think? Rihanna only dates All-Stars?
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'll tell you why. Joel Embiid is his name. You guys know him?
No.
Yes.
He plays for the 76ers. Yeah. Anyway, he said when he was drafted in the league, he tried to get a date with her, and she said, come back when you're an all-star.
So now, drop one of Clue's bombs for Rihanna, damn it.
I like that.
Wow.
So now he's been on Twitter telling everybody to go ahead and vote for him, get him onto that all-star team just so he can get that date.
Is his performance worthy of it? I don't watch the Sixers too much. Is his performance worthy of it? Is he?
Look, he
Eddie from Philly. He all right? Not an all-star.
He tweeted out
that he's not an all-star. Couple more years.
He said, there is my chance to finally be with my crush, so I need your help. Y'all go ahead and vote.
Doesn't sound like it's going
to
happen.
Don't go chasing the Rihannas. Stick to the, you know, Keisha Cole that you used to. Like Keisha out there. Keisha single, right?
Stop it. All right. Kim Burrell. We all know her for being a gospel superstar, and she's also on the Hidden Figures soundtrack. She was all set to perform on Ellen with Pharrell, right, on Ellen DeGeneres' show. And then this video surfaced. We don't know exactly when this is from, but this is a so-called sermon, and here's what she said.
Now tell the people what she said.
I don't know what she said. All I heard was penis in your face.
She's basically saying if you're a homosexual, you are perverted. If you're a man and you take a man's penis in your face.
Okay, okay.
I'm telling you what she said.
You're perverted?
Yes.
Wow.
Aren't all sexual acts perverted, though?
Well, she has a problem with homosexuality, and this is what happened after that. Of course, Ellen DeGeneres then said that she will not be performing on the show anymore.
You damn right she shouldn't.
All right, Janelle Monáe confirmed this when TMZ caught up with her in the airport.
Do you think that Ellen should cancel the Kim Burrell performance?
I don't think she's performing.
So she's not performing. So just Pharrell is performing.
Absolutely. And I'll be on there too. So make sure you guys tune in and watch and go see the movie January 6th, Hidden Figures, about the three African-American women, American heroes, directly responsible for getting our first astronauts into space.
Right. I'm not mad at that. Prejudice blocks your blessings.
Well, Kim Burrell then went on Facebook Live and tried to explain.
You wouldn't be mad at me if you didn't love me first. You wouldn't be hurt if you didn't love me first. I'm on here to give clarity so y'all have some understanding to the ones who love me. No, honey, you know, backtracking. I don't have to backtrack. Nobody's backtracking. I'm showing the love of God to speak to that teachable spirit that will hear it. Mm-hmm. Ain't no backtrack. I've been out of here too long speaking strong to backtrack. I'm not going to get into no one-on-one with spirits that don't understand. But I love you guys. You pray for me. I'm praying for you. And we all going somewhere one day.
All I know is prejudice blocks your blessings. You never know who can bless you in what capacity. Mm-hmm. But I know that when you're racist or you're sexist or you're homophobic, you never know who's who and could stop you from getting to where you need to go. You know
what? Also said to every person that's dealing with the homosexual spirit that has it, I love you because God loves you, but God hates the sin.
Listening to that, I was thinking of that other pastor, the one with the fire out your butthole.
Flaming butthole.
that just reminded me of that.
He was talking about Charlamagne in particular.
No, he was talking about everybody at first and then do it to Charlamagne.
All right, well, Tamar Braxton actually defended Kim Burrell.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Now, she went on her Instagram and she said, I'm only saying something because TMZ asked me about it this morning. Here's the thing. While I don't agree on any level about what Kim said nor feels, most of y'all are nailing her to the cross. Meanwhile, most of y'all voted for Trump. Please have several seats, y'all, ripping her to shreds for what she has been taught in church. She said how most of us has, but thank God he's opened most of our eyes of what was taught and believed back in the day. So traditionally, that's what they continue to preach to our generation. Now, she goes on to say that she feels like it should be an each one teach one situation. She said, I'm outraged,
Kimber
but some of y'all sound crazy. After all, his 100-year-old, he knows better ass about to be sworn in, but that's not my business.
Kim Burrell, just as old as Donald Trump, maybe a little bit younger. Okay, prejudice is wrong on all levels, whether you're president-elect or whether you're Kim Burrell. You just can't be prejudiced. Right. You can't do that. You can't be that way in this society.
You shouldn't. Nope.
You shouldn't at all. And guess what? Ellen has every right to tell her, no, hell no, you ain't performing there. You going to just diss me and my community and think that you're just going to come up on my stage and sing your little heart out? Not on my platform, you won't.
She shouldn't even want to go on there if she feels so strongly about
it. That's true,
too. She did say penis in the face. So she ain't saying nothing about a woman having a vagina in her face.
She said that next. And she said breasts, and if you are a woman and you have someone's breasts in your face. Mm.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't just hear it?
Okay, what if you're a little girl getting breastfed?
Wait, play that one more.
Shut up.
Play that one more time, because I don't think Charlamagne heard everything.
I don't think you can really hear it.
I can't really hear it.
No, I heard it just now. Listen, just listen carefully now that you know what you're listening for.
All right.
There you go.
I heard breasts, but I don't know what she said.
If you are a woman,
but I take your word for it.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I'm Angela Yee.
That ain't really too perverted.
That is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
Stop being like that.
Now we have the People's Choice Mix coming up in a second, but first we have a major announcement. Revolt. Shout out to everybody that watches us on Revolt. We'll
see
you guys
tomorrow. The three people that watch us on Revolt, salute to y'all.
We will see
Diddy,
you guys.
Diddy, Cassie, and whoever. The one person.
The French Montana.
French Montana.
Stupid, man.
People missed us on Revolt while we were on vacation.
Oh, please.
Stop it.
Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We got a major announcement. Let's get to it.
Revolt owes us some money by now. I'm convinced.
They owe us a whole lot
Y'all
of money.
Y'all owe us a lot of money.
A whole lot of money.
All right. We're going to revisit that in a few days.
All right.
That's on my 2017 agenda.
To-do list.
Okay. That's on my just got back from vacation things I got to take care of.
Yeah, you're right.
What are we doing? We in the mix first? We're going to do the announcement first. What y'all want to do? All right, we're going to play top of the hour, and then we're going to get to the announcement. All right, that's what we'll do. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.